Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our first. We're on a road.
Because it's Thanksgiving Eve, ladies and gentlemen, and you got us here, the American Adversaries, live in the Relax and Comfort Studio for the next 2 hours. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in to a Patriot Home Funding Wednesday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to be here Friday, so we're making this Patriot Home Funding Wednesday. And we got a fun show lined up for you tonight, and once again, informative, I hope, anyway. And we got a lot to talk about, news and other things as well. So once again, thanks for tuning in. And once again, it is Thanksgiving Eve. And once again, the Thanksgivathon is still going on. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. First of all, let me go around the room and introduce the A-team we got here tonight. We got the chairman of the board himself, Mike McBath.
Present.
And we got also Nostradamus.
Hi, guys.
The man about town, Rick Brown.
How are you doing?
And, of course, Pierce Outlaw.
Hello, all you irredeemable deplorables, dregs of society, and free thinkers. And today is Give Your Democrat Friends Some Romaine Lettuce Day.
Oh, Pierce. Chris, can I nominate to change the name of the show today to The Five? Or is that taken already?
Well.
Because there's five of us, and we're awesome.
Indeed.
Who's in the leg chair?
That'd be you, Rick.
No, that's Pierce and Mike, because they're sporting the shorts here tonight. All right. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is back on the bridge. The number is, once again, we are here live, 407-774-8255. And we are on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. And we do have the Titan Cave Cam up. You can see all of us on American Adversaries Facebook page. And we appreciate you folks who go there after the show is live. A lot of folks do that.
Yeah, that's great.
Check it out. And I appreciate that. We all do, of course. And so we got a lot to talk about and a lot to be thankful for. All of us do. Speaking of that,
We do still encourage you to participate in the Thanksgivathon to benefit the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. I did go down to the new facility there today. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And in part, no small part due to the Orlando Magic, who bought the old facility because right. they're going to build a new, I think it's a either offices or training, I forget what, but it's close to the arena.
You know what that's going to do, too? That's going to upgrade that part of town tremendously. Oh, yeah. You know, and it needed to be upgraded. So
indeed.
That's good.
Indeed. Good. And so it went to the new facility, which is it was the old 60s type motels that you would see in Florida, where it's a single story.
Right.
And a lot of them were like U-shaped, or at mm-hmm. least part of it was U-shaped around a swimming pool.
That's what I said. They always had a little square pool.
Exactly. Rectangular.
I know.
And they used to have diving boards back in the old, old, old days.
That's right. Companies ruined that.
Yeah. And but what has happened is it's been totally refurbished, and they're going to almost double the number of men. This will be a men's-only facility. They have the family and women with children facility and then the men's-only facility, and they'll almost double their capacity to be able to help men trying to put their lives right and get right with the Lord, and that's what makes it all work. And it's right there. Just as you're heading west on 50, just past John Young Parkway on the left, you can't miss it because they put up the big red cross out there.
Right.
It used to be like downtown.
Right.
I don't think it's
right.
the same one, but it's like it. You know, God is love, Jesus is Savior.
Yep.
God is love sideways, Jesus is Savior up and down. So you can't miss it. And they're doing God's work over there, and it was an honor to be there today and be in the presence of the people there who were there because they worked there, who were there because they were volunteering because of today, and who are there primarily because they're the ones the place is there to serve. And they're human beings, and they deserve all the dignity that we can offer them. And we can do it by helping out the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, because that's what they do there. They rebuild people. They rebuild people.
And what we talked about, Chris, was the ideology of this organization is where they're the type that I want to give money to, because they, as we say, they rehab the people, they re-educate, they teach the young people right from wrong. They don't take any government money, which is I really like. They're a perfect example of how we should help people who need help.
To use
we can't
phrase,
just they, give them little bits of money.
They don't just give people fish. They
right.
teach people how to fish.
Indeed. And Pierce, you were with us last year when we did a broadcast at the Family Center. And but this, I mean, that's beautiful as well. And it's over there on West Washington.
Yeah.
And but this is also a very beautiful facility, and they'll continue to do God's work. And so we'd like you to help out. And as I was saying this morning, I hope you heard the, or at least part of the live broadcast I was able to participate in. But we oftentimes look at the people who this place serves as the ones who are being challenged, okay? Certainly, they have challenges in their life, no question about it. But when you look at it from God's perspective, who may have the bigger challenge, them or those of us who can help them, right?
Oh, certainly.
You see what
Without
I'm saying
a doubt.
Here?
That's why we want to see prosperity shared, particularly this year.
Exactly. You know, God challenges each and every one of us in our own little way. And sometimes it's real obvious. Sometimes it's not, but I guarantee you, he's challenging us. And if you've been very prosperous this year, he's challenging you. He wants to know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with what I have blessed you with? How are you going to serve me? And one way to do it is help the people who serve the homeless over there at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. You can still go to thanksgivathon.com. You'll be able to do that here through the holidays, thanksgivathon.com. Or you can text O-U-R-M to 41444. That's O-U-R-M to 41444. 1-800-444-444. And I've got the phone number here too. I'll give that out again here in just a minute when I find it. I don't want to make sure I give out the correct phone number. Here it is, 407-422-4855. And you don't need to worry about what extension it is. They're ready for you when you call. 407-422-4855. And by the way, if you know someone who needs them, please do refer them to them. And especially for the women and families, there's a waiting list, but openings do happen. When we were here the other day, one of the ladies who was here was graduating the next day. And of course, now they'll be able to serve more men. And it was humbling to be there today, and it was an honor to be there today. And I felt right at home there today.
I know, eating the turkey, right, Chris?
I didn't have any turkey, but I did have some good old green beans.
That's what
and mashed
I was gonna
taters,
say. That's a nice.
Yeah.
Do you eat tofurkey on
no,
Thanksgiving?
Sir,
you never
I
have.
I don't eat toe nothing.
Tofurkey.
I don't eat something that looks like it come out of your nose. Mm. Right?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Sorry. I've been a vegetarian which, 40 years. I haven't eaten. You know, I can do away with. I can do without it. Right?
Did you see the national survey that one of the grocers did about what was the most favorite side dish for your turkey by region?
Oh, yeah? What was it for the South?
For the Southeast, which is where we are, it was mac and cheese.
Was it really?
I think you'd probably be right on that.
And for the far West.
Dressing.
And for the far West, it was salad.
Salad?
Oh. Yeah, particularly romaine lettuce.
I was going to say out in California.
I would have guessed root nuts.
How about the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top?
Sweet potatoes weren't anywhere in the survey, which blew my mind.
I can't understand that.
Wow. How about cranberry sauce? Was that mentioned at all?
No.
Really?
They're missing out on all the good stuff.
Oh, yeah, I love cranberry sauce.
People used to ask me, what do you eat at Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Everything.
Everything. And I got more room for everything because I don't pack it in with a bunch of meat, right?
That's a good way to look at it, Chris, you know?
I love corn.
In the South, actually, in the South, I guess, they had the South and Southeast delineated. Yeah. In the South, the most favorite was cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yep. Yeah, I miss my mama's cornbread. Whew, golly.
Chris, did you see today, too, our friend from Eric Holmes hit 20,000 meals. Golden Corral is going to be putting out tomorrow. 20,000 meals free. And they're doing it right downtown at the Orlando Salvation Army Center. But they're going to do 20,000 meals.
Hats off to them.
Oh, you're not kidding. He's done that. I know, Rick, what's he done for, like 20-some years? Yeah. I mean, this is amazing, the bill this guy has picked up. So, yeah. Eric Holmes, Golden Corral.
All right. And hats off to you folks who have helped us out with the Thanksgivathon. We really do appreciate that. But once again, the need is constantly there. And who knows, maybe you can't help out financially now, but who knows, next year you might get a windfall. Right? So please keep the Orlando Union Rescue Mission in mind. And you never know. You just do never know. All right. So we're not going to be doing a contest this week, per se, because, of course, we won't be here tomorrow nor Friday. And by the way, nor Sunday either, taking a four-day weekend. And we did think that it might be fun just to do a little something off the wall. So UCF is playing Friday. It is the final regular season game for them against the cross-state rival.
This is the big one, right? Yeah. UCF is playing South Florida. As I think everybody here who knows about football, South Florida is not bad. It's a pretty good team, pretty competitive team. UCF comes off a humongous win, great publicity for the school, the players. But when you go into South Florida Stadium now, you believe me, it's going to be a great game. So what we've decided in our contest, to make it very simple, tell us what the score will be and who is going to win. And Chris will have a wonderful package of prizes for the prognosticator that can lead us in the right direction.
We'll come up. Well, we'll pony up a gift card to Tijuana Flats and a gift certificate to Cafe Positano. And we may be able to scrape something else up, but at least we'll start with that. So we want to know who's going to win against South Florida and what's the score going to be.
Keep in mind, too, the game starts at 4:15 on Friday. And it's on a national audience. I mean, this is the greatest thing that could happen in the university. Last week was a phenom, the support, the number of people that showed up outside for game day. And, you know, for you UCFers, you should be so proud of what football has done. I hate to tell you this, for the university, because it's going to bring you in a lot more money for all your different departments, everything else, and contributions. So good luck, UCF, and I expect to see a win again. So
I have
we'll
a
see.
Score for you.
All right.
I can't win, but here it is. UCF 38,
okay.
USF 27. Now, you know USF has had good teams over the years.
No, they're good. They're not bad.
Do you know that they have the NCAA record for most consecutive games scoring 30 or more points?
Did not
they
know
did that,
that
24 wow. games in a row.
Wow.
UCF
awesome.
Has done it 23 games in a row.
Uh-oh.
If they beat USF yeah. and score 30 points,
they will
tie USF's
wow.
record. And then they'll beat it in the bowl game against whoever it is they're going to play.
All right. And
whoa,
by the way,
that's throwing the gauntlet down, you know?
You can, since Nostradamus can't win, you can use the score that he just
feel free.
Said.
Appropriate.
You got
right.
that tidbit.
Why he's called Nostradamus.
Yeah, and I'll give you a pro tip, too, that USF is very defensively challenged. And they've got an older P5 transfer quarterback who's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, he actually is, right. Yeah, I saw them play a couple games. So they're competitive. Believe me, they're competitive.
It should be a fun game. It'll be nationally televised. So we want to know who you think will win the game and what the score will be. And, of course, we won't be able to announce the winner tonight, but we'll have it on Monday when we come back. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break right now, and we'll come back after the break and get to a couple of phone calls. And, you know, so many books have been written about love and love language and all that sort of thing. Well, tonight we're going to talk about political love language. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We got it all right here on the American Adversaries Radio Show. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's been a time that we loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
Oh, oh, baby.
Lovely.
Oh, that was good. I'm not sure I want that played in a room with four other guys.
I know. Not too stimulating, I can tell you.
All right, so we're going to talk about political love language, an article that Randy Ross wrote a little bit later on in the show. But, hey, it makes a lot of sense, and we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. All right, so I want to get to some phone calls, and we do have a line open if you want to give us the line on the UCF game. All right, Brad, you're up first. Go ahead. Thank you for calling. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, fellas. I had called in the past, and I just wanted to underscore this because sometimes I know we talk about conspiracy theories,
yeah.
But in my opinion, this is not a theory. It's an actual fact that most of your media, if not all, ignores. And what's disconcerting about that is the fact that every day on some of the major ones like CNN, NBC, ABC, whatever, they're constantly calling the president a racist now. We hear it on Anderson Cooper's show, Don Lemon's right. show. My point is that close to 100 Democrats in the House and in the Senate admire, love, and deeply respect Louis Farrakhan. This is not a conspiracy theory. The Congressional Black Caucus has actually, in honor, invited this man to speak before them. And if you're a civilian, that's quite an honor. Imagine if the Republicans invited David Duke to speak before them. And there'd be outrages, demands for resignation. This can't go on. And that's why I wanted to underscore it with you guys, because it's something that needs to be driven home. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact, and this man has teachings that are extremely racist. And I'd like to know how many of those Democrats follow his teachings, because this is just a bombshell, guys.
Yeah, excellent point. Thank you very much, and you're absolutely right. We've pointed out on the show, perhaps not enough, but you know, just as recently as Aretha Franklin's funeral, here you had Slick Willie Clinton sitting up just a couple within arm's reach of the guy, getting photographs with him. We've seen him associating with other top members in the Democrat Party, including Barack Obama. They and who was it that held back that photograph since 2003 of Barack Obama and Louis Farrakhan together? Because they didn't want it to come out.
That's right, I remember
that. It was one of the major networks, can't remember.
Yeah, it might have been NBC, but anyway, the point that he makes is absolutely right. And by the way, Louis Farrakhan, he's also right about this, is a textbook racist because he claims that the black race is superior to all other races. He claims, you know, that the white man...
He's anti-Semitic. Point blank.
And he's anti-Semitic. Yeah. There's no question about it. Just recently he called, he said he's
point
not
blank.
He's not anti-Semite, he's anti-termite. And, and of course, we know who he was talking about. And he's also right that all of this nonsense gets laid at the feet of President Trump. But this is where the politics of it comes in. And perhaps President Trump himself should begin to refer to Louis Farrakhan a little bit more and put the pressure on the media to begin to ask the Democrats, you know, goofy Trump has a point here. You know, get us off the hook. What are you going to do about Louis Farrakhan? Because, as I said, he is a textbook racist, and he goes over, and then he goes over to Iran, and he's preaching death to Israel, death to U.S. So he's bad news all the way around, but it's up to the other side, the Democrats, us in the conservative media, the Republicans, us in the conservative media, to, if the other side isn't going to own up to it, to make them own up to it.
And it's not just the legacy media, which is what I think Brad was talking about. It's also social media. Louis Farrakhan called the Jewish people termites on Twitter, and his account was neither taken down nor suspended, and they kicked James Woods off of Twitter for 30 days
for
way less than that.
Indeed. Indeed.
The other thing, too, is why would all these Democrats there sit and endorse him when you're going to run again and there's so many clips about what a racist the guy is, how anti-Semitic he is. And I would love to see Trump labeling with one of these names, you know, like little this, or come up with a name and just smash him that way.
Mike, nobody pays attention and the media's providing cover.
Yeah.
And if you want to actually examine the philosophy that the liberals adhere to, I'd say it's much closer to being racist than conservative philosophy. And here's why. They think that black people and minorities and people who are down and out can't do it without their help. You follow what I'm saying here? In other words, they can't do it on their own.
That's why they claim affirmative action. That's not right.
Affirmative action and perpetual welfare, things like that. That's the beauty, again, of the Orlando Union Rescue Mission, is it works on the assumption that these people can make their lives better. With a little bit of help, they will do it. And they will learn how to be responsible in the process. With government, it's always the government doing it. All right, let's go to Marvin. He's got some words about last night. He was a winner of our Pro Wrestling 2.0 tickets. Marvin, what'd you think about it? Thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. You know, the Fabulous Five. How's that? Instead of a five, the Fabulous Five.
Very kind, Marvin. Very kind.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, first of all, since I was on hold, you know, hold about the contest, so I'll go ahead and do that. I've thought about it. So UCF, of course, will win, but it'll be a close game, as it always is. High scoring, but UCF 51, USF 48.
Wow. That's going to be a nail biter.
That'll be a shootout.
I hope it is that
Isn't
way.
Isn't that about what it was last year? I forget the score, but I think it was like that.
I think it was. You're right.
So tell us about last night.
Okay, now last night, I will say, man, it's the most fun I've had in years. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Those people know how to put on a show. The men and women wrestlers were just fabulous.
Well, I'm glad
you. Tell you, they had some good wrestlers there.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was a bunch of fun.
All right, so you'd go back. You know, you'd go back, right?
No doubt about that. Heck yeah, I'd go back. But what I was going to say is that, you know, the.
All right, Marvin, I'm going to have to cut you. I got to cut you off. I got to take a break. Jeff, I got to take a break. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
5.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and Chief Justice John Roberts are engaged in an extraordinary public back and forth over Mr. Trump's description of a judge who ruled against his administration as an Obama judge. Mr. Trump says such judges have a much different point of view than the people who are charged with the safety of our country. Roberts told the Associated Press earlier Wednesday the country doesn't have Obama judges or Trump judges, Bush judges or Clinton judges. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the White House has given him the authority to use military troops to protect customs and border protection personnel at the southwest border. This could, under certain circumstances, mean directing troops to temporarily detain migrants in the event of disorder or violence against Border Patrol guards. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a point, the NASDAQ rose 63, the S&P 500 up by 8. This is SRN News.
Folks, do you wake up feeling more tired than the night before? Do you toss and turn all night seeking comfort that's not there? Then you need to visit Relax and Comfort. For over 51 years, family-owned and operated Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. For instance, with the X10 bed, you and your partner can independently read, sleep, or watch TV in virtually any position you like. At Relax and Comfort, you can also get adjustable number beds and smart pillows that monitor your vital signs as you sleep. They can even tell you how well you're sleeping. Relax and Comfort has a better number bed at a better price. And don't forget to ask about the memory foam mattresses at 50% less than national brands. And if you mention the promo code American Adversaries, you'll get 50% off bamboo bed linen and essential oil pillows all month long. Relax and Comfort has locations in Winter Park, Windermere, Sanford, and the Villages. Visit relaxandcomfort.com or call 321-329-3118. Remember, the quality of your sleep determines the quality of your day. Relaxandcomfort.com, 321-329-3118.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
This is Sunny, the California girl, and I've been around a lot of big, hunky, sexy, tough men. I like men like that, but only when they're brainy, like the American Adversaries. These guys are sexy and smart.
And we're back, and we're live, and we'll be here until 7 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on Thanksgiving Eve. We really do appreciate it. That's right. You got the American Adversaries in the Relax and Comfort Studios on a Patriot Home Funding Wednesday. All right. Do indeed have Pierce Outlaw in the studio along with Rick Brown. Nostra Dennis is in with us the whole show tonight. And along with, of course, Mike McBath, myself, Christopher Hart, Jeff is on the bridge. 407-774-8255, because we won't be here tomorrow night. Of course, we're not doing our regular weekly challenge contest, but we did improvise tonight and came up with a bit of a challenge for you. We want to know your outlook on the University of South Florida game, which will be played on national TV Friday. Want you to tell us who you think is going to win and what the score will be. Now, Marvin has chosen UCF, so of course anybody can choose UCF, but he has chosen the score 51-48, so he has locked in that score. All right, you can pick 51-49 or 50-48, but 51-48 is now locked in for Marvin.
And we checked at the break. Last year, UCF won that game 49-42.
Wow. Yeah. So, wow. Who was it that was saying that South Florida's defensively challenged? Was that you, Pierce?
Yes, and they are.
And at times UCF has been as well. Now, the defense played much better last week, but this could be a shootout like it was on Monday Night Football.
And it's a rivalry game. I mean, this is like everybody's ultimate rival, so a lesser team with lesser ability may play at a level that they normally don't achieve.
Now, I thought that Penn State's big rival was Ohio State, isn't it?
No, actually, technically, it's in the old days, and even somewhat, it's Pitt. But now, I think the school we dislike the most is Michigan.
All right. Well,
for understandable reasons.
Well, but Michigan is playing.
Michigan plays Ohio State this weekend. It looks to me like Michigan's going to win. I mean, if you look at it on paper, but I'm sure the Ohio State players who have talent that haven't played at their level might rise to this occasion.
And
we'll see.
If you're a UCF fan, you want to be rooting for Ohio State. So who's Penn State playing this weekend?
This weekend we are playing Maryland. Maryland challenged Ohio State to the last play of the game, so don't fall asleep, my friend. Don't fall asleep.
If Maryland
and beat Texas.
You're right. Right in the opener. That's exactly right.
The coach of that Maryland team, could have been victorious without having it go to overtime. They had the ball down there first and goal, I think on a 5-yard line, with about a minute and a half left. Ohio State had one timeout. Mm-hmm. So all they had to do was snap the ball, take a knee,
right?
Let Ohio State take its timeout,
right?
Snap the ball again, take another knee, center it up real nice for the field goal kicker, let that clock run down. Because I knew Ohio State, if they got the ball back with a minute and a half or more, they were going to go down that field and score again, and that's exactly what they did.
Right.
They could have run that clock down, let that field goal kicker kick the field goal, and gone away with a 3-point victory.
Everybody wants.
You know, I'm surprised you're not the head coach, Chris.
I tell you what, I miss my calling in life.
You were the master.
You're here, and he's there.
Chris, you're the master of time management.
I know, this is great.
Listen, oh yes, thank you, Nostra Dennis.
Speaking
of that, let's go back to Marvin. Let it finish. His comment. Hey, Marvin, I'm sorry I cut you off there during the break. Go ahead.
No problem. I understand that. I do understand that. You know, you got to do your commercial breaks. But, you know, when y'all have the contest, you know, for these tickets, man, people ought to be lining up, calling in. And I would tell them that right now, because it would be the most fun they've had in quite a while.
It is a real hoot, yeah.
Oh, it is, man. No doubt about that.
Yep,
and it's good, clean fun. You can sit there and hoop and holler and carry on. And
yeah,
you know, the entertainment was just really, really.
Barbara, you need to do an ad for us, you know. Look at us. Okay, and why do you like the station?
Well, I tell you what, they work real hard to put on a good show. And these folks, and they do put on a good show, and you'll definitely enjoy it. And you know who seems to enjoy it most out of the crowd are the women. So, ladies.
I know.
Ladies.
We want to hear some football scores from them. Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, thank you, Marvin. I appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
All righty. I appreciate it. You guys have a good Thanksgiving now.
Same to you. Same to you.
Okay. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get down to some business. And by the way, the contest lines are open if you want to give us your score on the UCF game and who's going to win. Of course, that's who's going to say South Florida is going to win, right? Of course, you can say that. All right, so 407-774-8255 is the number. While we have a few minutes here, the market today was
down. Like I said, as you head into a holiday, you see your volume drop off and everything. And, most of the day we were up around between 100 to 150, and we dribbled down to about even for the day. Mm-hmm. So, there's no verdict one way or the other going into the weekend. The market will be open Friday, I think, to about 1 o'clock. What took place, our good friend Bitcoin, which we commented on the other day, which hit a new low the other day, it bounced up a few hundred dollars, but it still closed at about 4,400. We all remember when it was up at 18,000. You take a look at oil. We bounced up a little bit higher today, and we're bouncing off the low for the year. And, in general, I would call it a nothing type day.
And there was some. Everybody's already in the holiday.
Yeah, they're headed out. Right. The traders are gone. Light volume can dictate a move one way or the other that is
half
not the norm.
Friday.
And it's
half
a half day Friday. So don't expect any answers coming out of the market till next week.
But over the past few weeks, there was some, and Mike referred to this, I think it was last night or the night before. Yeah, last night, the bonds, the 10-year note especially, Pierce, some interesting action on that.
Well, oftentimes the 10-year note serves as a flight-to-quality landing spot for volatility in the broader stock markets and also in commodities. And I think that's what you've seen a lot of in the last couple of weeks. As the stock market is sold off, you've seen a lot of that money landing in the bond market, which has driven rates down past what we thought was the point of resistance. You might remember about a month ago, we talked about a pivot point in the bond market being at 3.125 on the 10-year note. Mm-hmm. And now that the 10-year note has broken that down into the low 3% range and has held for several trading sessions. So we're going to challenge 3% next. I had a couple of questions for Mike, though, about the market. Number one is, do you envision a situation where the Bitcoin might assume what gold has been for a while, which is an alternate landing point for market volatility? You would see when currencies would trade, economies would falter a bit, that people would rush in to buy gold. Do you see that happening with Bitcoin?
See, the only thing, I look at Bitcoin, I just try to envision myself, what is the true intrinsic value of the product? So in other words, gold has been around for thousands and thousands of years. We all know it has a value anywhere in the world. We all know that the value is determined daily on virtually a world economy. So if I were to select between the two, I would certainly be in gold before I would be in Bitcoin. And the other problem Bitcoin has is there's going to be more, as I think you'll agree, more regulation coming out. And more regulation really never helps to any great extent. It can determine better markets. But it's the reality of it is, I compare the two, and if I were going to buy something, if I wanted to play that game, because what's happening now, I think, with the market leaking south so hard in such a short period of time, the weak get weaker. And that's what happened to Bitcoin. Everybody just said, you know what? I'm getting killed in the market. I'm going to bail over here. I'll get rid of the Bitcoin, and then I'll be back. So, yes, there may be a future for it, but I don't want to put my money there.
Yeah, the second question I had, too, was with the broader market, and particularly in the S&P 500, was do you see the situation like I see it, whereas the broader market had slowed earlier in the year after a historic run-up, and that the quote-unquote FANG stocks, F-A-A-N-G, which are Facebook, Amazon,
Netflix
and Google, yeah,
and
Alphabet.
Yeah. So do you see that they had really driven the market for the past few months, and they've become oversold, and they're in a correction? And that's what this really is just a correction, not an overall sell-off, that would drive us back to where we were 2 years ago.
I would agree in a sense that the value stocks are going to, they're going to hold up in here because dividends will support them at a certain level. The correction that's taking place in the FANG stocks, these things took off like a rocket. If you look there, what their percentage return over the last two and a half years are, it's astronomical. So now it's time to pay the piper a little bit. So the question is, where will they settle? I think there'll probably be a bit more damage into them. And then I think the market itself will, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a pickup toward the last few weeks of December on the positive side. You know, maybe next week or something, still a little rough. But, you know, I always judge things based upon the needs of the individual, not the overall picture of the world, you know, because we're each individual investors, and I want to make sure my portfolio is arranged for my wants and needs. So,
all right. Anyway, once again, the market will be closed tomorrow and only a half day on Friday, so you won't be able to divine much at all over the next couple of days. All right. So, in the meantime, Facebook is facing more than just market challenges. Mm. They and others in the social media network are facing challenges from Congress as well. Facebook is catching it from both sides. They're catching it from the conservatives because of the clear bias that they show. And now they're catching it from the liberals as well because they don't think Facebook did enough to thwart the Russians in the so-called Russia collusion business. So there's a new day ahead facing the Facebooks of the world.
Facebook today must feel like
week,
Jim Comey.
Next year. Yeah, exactly.
Nobody likes them.
Nobody likes them right now, that's for sure.
And I wanted to mention, too, regarding Facebook, a couple of nights ago, I was going through my personal Facebook feed and cleaning up some posts from back, you know, over the past few years that really weren't relevant anymore, that were comments on news of the time. And I noticed a couple of times where I'd put out on Facebook that I was going to be appearing on the American Adversaries radio show, there was a banner at the bottom saying that that post did not meet community standards. And therefore, they had blocked my post. They
Are
didn't
you
do
serious?
It. Yes, they didn't do it with all of them because I would. Yeah. It was only a few of them. And there was no rhyme or reason to it, except I couldn't figure out why would they even block one? Are we that big of a threat?
It must have been the shows that McBath was on. That thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Block, block, block.
That's how you know you've made it, when Facebook makes a conscious attempt to block you.
Exactly, exactly.
We're number one.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break right now, too, and come back.
We need some scores, Chris.
Yeah, and that's
somebody
right.
needs to make some money, man. This UCF game is big, 4:15 on Friday afternoon. Yeah, Knights.
I thought we weren't going to be able to announce the winner tonight, but maybe we
will. Yeah, we might. If there's one guy, he wins. You win. Okay, stop by and pick up the present.
What we want to know is, of course, who's going to win the UCF South Florida football game Friday, and what is the score going to be? And the closest to it will be the winner. And you'll get a gift certificate to Cafe Positano and a gift card to Tijuana Flats. All right, so 407-774-8255 is the number. And, you know, Kurt Reed said I can throw in a chill cryo sauna session.
Very nice. Three minutes of heaven, right?
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. It'll rejuvenate you. It's good for what ails you. All right, that's chillcryosauna.com. So we'll take a break and come back. And once again, we're here live until 7 o'clock. And thank you for tuning in. And thank you for being in the audience throughout the year of the American Adversaries Radio Show. We very, very much thank you, are thankful for that, and you. And we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. A little walk away, walk away, walk away for you right there. You know, Mike has his philosophy of living. And do you know what I'm referring to?
When it's good, it's bad. When it's bad, it's good.
Well, now that's
my philosophy of investing. Right.
Your philosophy of living is always keep...
Oh, keep moving.
Keep moving.
If you don't, that's what I tell a lot of these older people at the gym. Boy, the minute you slow down, say goodbye. And I mean that in all reality. As those people will keep pushing and keep striving, both physically and mentally, we'll keep, you know, we all certainly have setbacks, but stay focused, move forward.
Well, we have a story tonight that validifies your theory that sitting can be hazardous to your health. Nostradamus?
Call it suicide by inertia. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Americans are sitting themselves to death. In a survey that covered 2015-2016 by the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, said that 1 in 10 Americans sits for more than 8 hours a day and engages in no physical activity. If you have a desk job, you're always advised, always take a lunch break. Even if you're not going to eat, just get up and walk around. And always take breaks throughout the day so you're not sitting for more than about 90 minutes at a time. Well, apparently people aren't listening to this, and this couch-potato combination is leading to increased occurrence of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and obesity.
All right.
So. Yeah, and it's also Dunlap disease.
Yeah, I hate that. When your belly Dunlap over your belt.
That's it.
I know. I've had that.
That's, a lot of people have Dunlap. You
know? Trying to get rid of that thing.
But you know what, Chris? Just what he read off, those four aspects of it. The Player Association, every time we have a convention, we spend hours getting across. Being overweight is such a problem causer to your future, you know, health and life. And I'm not talking a little bit overweight. I'm talking about way overweight. And so the reality of it is, if you want to keep marching, try to trim down a little.
Because a lot of these guys were big and in shape when they played.
Yeah.
They're still big now. They're not as in shape. And that fat, that muscle turns to fat.
Yep. That's right. So get up and move around as much as you can. And if you do have to sit for long periods of time or have trouble, you know, with your back when you are sitting, go down to Relax and Comfort and check out their anti-gravity chairs and these chairs that they have down there. They are fantastic for your back and to get you sitting in the right position. I know you got a couple of anti-gravity chairs, don't you, Rick?
I do, and I absolutely love them. You can get back to where your back is almost parallel with the floor and your knees are pointed up toward the ceiling and your feet out perpendicular.
Yeah.
And it really takes a lot of weight off your back and off your hips.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling.
Indeed.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I didn't know this until Relax and Comfort. I was doing the commercial spot for them. When you're sitting down, the pressure on your spine is something like 7 times what it is when you're standing up. And, you know, people, the phenomenon of people shrinking as they get older, it's not because you're withering away. It's because when we're sitting down, that pressure on the spine is compressing it. And over time, it'll mash you down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is an art, I suppose, to sitting correctly.
And when astronauts go into space and there is no gravity, they come back to Earth and they are, on average, about an inch taller than they were when they left.
Good point. That's
their
right.
Their spine doesn't get compressed.
Indeed. Oh. Indeed. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Very good.
By the way, that brings to mind something. You probably have begun to hear the commercials that Sebastian Gorka is coming to the Salem Media Group. And we welcome Sebastian with open arms. However, it does mean that Michael Medved will be losing his time slot. And, you know, I know I've played off Michael Medved a number of times as a foil, but I like Michael Medved, and I especially enjoy his conspiracy days, and he had a doozy going today.
Oh, didn't he, though? My goodness.
Indeed, about the moon landing.
The moon landing and the all kinds of strange...
Yes.
Oh, forget it.
The paint on signs in New York City. And I met him a couple of times, and he's a really fine man. He's brilliant. He's every bit as smart as he sounds, and he is very smart. And a good sport. I know when we did the Republican convention over there on Radio Row, he was kind enough to come around. We'd asked several people in the biz. He's the one who came around and sat in on our show. Nice. And added credibility to our show when we were really kind of just breaking into this thing. In 2012, we'd only been on the air 2 years, and most of that had been only on Sunday nights. And he welcomed us with open arms. He was very
nice. He didn't know at that point gracious. That we were taking his last hour away, did he?
Not at that time. Okay. No, okay. He didn't. although I did, for photographic purposes, offer for him to put me in a headlock, and he gladly did it. He's a good sport, and I hope to still be able to listen to him. But Sebastian Gorka will be going in that 3 o'clock slot starting January the 1st. So we welcome him aboard, and all the best of wishes to Michael. We got a little contest going here. But we don't have any entries.
I know. I'm waiting for some women to come in here. Just put a score down. You can win a nice prize package.
Did anybody go outside and make sure Marvin hasn't cut the phone lines?
I know. That's another point, because Marvin wants the prizes, you know?
We know everybody's got a lot going on this evening, but thank you for tuning in. And in case you just tuned in, we are running a little impromptu contest tonight. We won't be here tomorrow night, of course, and so we're not doing our regular weekly challenge. But we do have a bit of a challenge. We'd like to know, who do you think is going to win the UCF South Florida game Friday, nationally televised, and what will the score be? All right, and then, of course, after the game, we'll know who the winner is, and you got a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, a gift card to Tijuana Flats, and a cryotherapy session waiting for you if you are the winner. So 407-774-8255 is the number. And another reminder, the Thanksgivathon is indeed still going on for the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Of course, you can help them year-round. We don't need to just do it for Thanksgiving.
Right, certainly.
Exactly. But right now, you can go to thanksgivathon.com. And by the way, you can determine, of course, your own donation level, but there are packages there.
Mm-hmm.
I think if for a $150 donation, you get a couple of tickets to the...
The Holy Land Experience. That's correct.
So there are premiums there. Now, you don't have to take the premiums if you choose not to, but they're there. But any donation, of course, is most appreciated and noted in the Book of Life.
And it is really easy, too. There's a big Donate Now button on their website. You click that, answer a few questions. It takes your credit card information, and you're done. And it takes about a minute to change a bunch of people's lives.
Right. Yeah. And thank you, Rick, for that. And they have gone to extraordinary lengths to make sure it's all secure. So please do help us out with the Thanksgivathon. That's thanksgivathon.com. Or you can text O-U-R-M to 41444. Or you can call them at 407-422-4855, 407-422-4855. And by the way, I had the pleasure and honor of working with Courtney Shaw this morning, and she's one of the Salem hosts here at the Salem Group Orlando on one of our sister stations. She's on 950, right? Jeff's out of the seat right now.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. She had a great idea. You know, they need toys as well. For the holidays.
Right, for Christmas, right.
And I think there's like 68 children who are staying there now, the ages 17 and younger. And Courtney was saying, take your children down and let them see, the family center down there and experience that. And here I added this, too. Take your children to a store, toy store, athletic store, whatever, and have them choose a gift for a child that they, of their own age, that they know that they would like to get that gift if they were in that situation. Have the child pick it out, purchase it, take it unwrapped to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission at 1525 West Washington and drop it off. And I guarantee you, it will be a life-changing experience for you and the children.
No, I think that's a great idea, terrific idea, because you instill what you want to see in adults.
Yeah, and you make that connection between your child and someone they don't even know.
I agree.
You see, I think part of the problem, and we need to be sensitive to this, in the business that we're in here, part of the problem with the vitriol that we're experiencing in our country today and the hate that's being flung around left and right is that we seldom put ourselves in the other person's shoes. And there's that old Native American saying, Indian saying, you know, walk a mile in my moccasins.
Or you pass, you pass the same people on the way up as you do going down.
Right.
You know.
So, but the point is, we live our lives in shells too often, and we need to crack out of the shells a little bit. All right. So, once again, crack open your wallet a little bit and give for our Thanksgivathon. That's thanksgivathon.com. And thank you for you folks who have already done so. You've been very, very generous. We appreciate that. All right, I got to do my time management here. All right. So I don't. Shall I take one call?
Take one quick. I'm psyched
up. All right, Wayne, you're up first, but I only have a minute, so go ahead and thank you. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving. But what is your what's your prognostication here?
I've got UCF winning 49-37.
UCF.
Yeah.
49-37. All right. You're in it, man. Thank you very much. And happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope you really enjoy
it. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Appreciate you.
And thank you for being out
right
there.
Right now, Wayne has a 50% chance of winning.
Yeah, but those
odds are fixing to go down.
But I don't have time to take another phone call. Right. So, Tom, Eddie, please stay on the line. We'll get your entries when we come back. And, folks, we do have another contest line open at 407-774-8255. Who's going to win the UCF-South Florida game Friday, and what's going to be the score? Got a great prize package and a lot more.
4:15. Turn on your TV and enjoy the game.
All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries right here tonight.
News, opinion, passion.
Ladies and gentlemen, step it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
All right. right, welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show on Thanksgiving Eve. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are live on a Patriot Home Funding Wednesday. That's right, folks. We won't be here tomorrow or Friday or Sunday, for that matter. We're taking a four-day weekend. But if you
what
just
are you going to do, Chris? I'm really concerned, aren't you?
What am I not going
to do?
You can only
mow
the lawn once after that.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
You haven't seen my house, have you?
Okay.
All right, so
what you going to do when they come for you?
There you go. All right, so we're here. We're here for you, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, we are here live until 7 o'clock. And happy Thanksgiving to you. All right, so that's right. Got Mike McBath in the studio, and along with Nostra Dennis, Rick Brown, Pierce Outlaw, myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff is on the bridge. And since we won't be here tomorrow night, we're not doing our normal weekly challenge, contest challenge, but we have come up with an impromptu one. The UCF is playing a big football game this weekend against the cross-state rival University of South Florida Bulls, right?
The Bulls, right.
And this course has rankings and all that
big
stuff at stake. Indeed,
right?
It'll be a nationally televised game 2 weeks in a row for UCF. And if they win, it'll be win number 23 in a row.
24.
24. And
big bowl game.
And Nostra Dennis was telling us if they win by, what was it again, 30 points or more?
If they score 30 points, they will have tied USF's record of most games in a row scoring 30 points. Now, USF didn't win all those games. UCF has.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You would have thought that all these high-priced offenses like the Gators had done set
records. A lot
records
of them. Alabama, Baylor, all those teams. Yeah.
All right. So, anyway.
Friday night's exciting football.
Yeah. So, what we're doing tonight is running a contest where we'd like to know who you think's going to win, UCF or South Florida, and what is the score going to be. And right now, we only have two entries, and Marvin has taken UCF at 51-48. So, that score is locked in. And Wayne took UCF 49-37, so that score is locked in for UCF. Now, you could turn it around and say South Florida is going to win by one or the other of those scores, but if you're going to take UCF, you got to pick a different score than 51-48 or 49-37. All right, so that is the contest. You're playing for a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, a gift card to Tijuana Flats, and a chill cryo-sauna cryotherapy session, something like that. All right, so let's go back to the contest lines, which are 407-774-8255. Tom is up next. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Chris. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the whole crew over there.
Same to you.
Thank you, Tom.
And thank you for being there. Go ahead.
So, listen, I think the war on I-4 is going to be a tough-fought game, but I think UCF, I think USF is going to put up a tough fight, but I think UCF's going to take it 41-30.
41-30.
All right.
Very good. All right, well, thank you, Tom. And in the meantime, have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Yeah, God bless all of you.
Thank you.
And thank you for that.
Do you think we've heard from any South Florida fans?
Brian Blair calling in?
I wonder if they're the ones picking UCF.
Brian Blair is in Tampa right now.
I know.
If he calls in, he's going to pick USF.
That's right. All right, let's go to Eddie, who is up next. Hey, Eddie, how you doing tonight? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Is Downtown Ricky Brown on the radio tonight?
I sure am, brother. How are you?
Yank that mic over there to you.
I am over here at Tuscaloma with Mustache Mike, your manager, and I'm about to have a delicious blackened chicken quesadilla because I got a certificate card in the mail.
Wow, check you out. Thank you, my friend.
Rick, yeah.
Excellent.
Make sure you leave a tip, Eddie.
Tell Mustache Mike I said hey.
Yeah.
I will do that. So my pick is UCF 51, USF 17.
Wow, ooh, man, he's looking for a big smashing. Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
All right, Eddie, I like them numbers.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Have a great Thanksgiving, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Bye.
And, thank you.
And by the way, Eddie sent one of his friends. Eddie's in the electrician business.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent one of his friends, who is in the business himself, to Sutherland Nissan to get a work van. And they worked him up a great deal over there, got him set up in one of these real nice work vans at Sutherland Nissan, and now he's got him a work vehicle that'll last him years. And ladies and gentlemen, Sutherland Nissan can work you up a great deal, too. You may not need a work van.
Probably,
but
and if they mention our name, I guarantee you they go out of their way.
Yeah. Indeed.
You know, which is terrific.
Indeed. And those Titan trucks over there, great pickup
trucks.
Pull those
horses, I know.
Yeah, and they got the various sizes, of course, from, you know, the regular size to these big old Goliath things. And, of course, they got the Maximas, the Ultimas, and all the other Timas that you want. And that's at Sutherland Nissan at East Colonial Drive. Did you catch that? East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. And their website is OrlandoNissan.com. And when you go over there, just ask to meet a U.S. Marine. And, Rick, you got to meet him several months back, right?
I did, yeah. We started taking my wife's Armada there for service. And they just do a great job. The service area is clean. They've got donuts, which is always cool in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's friendly and helpful. And I did. I asked to meet U.S. Marine, and he came out, and we chatted for a little bit. And
all right. Excellent.
Great guy. You should do the same.
All right. That's Sutherland Nissan. And, you know, at the end of the year, that's a great time to buy an automobile.
Well, you're not
because they want to, you know,
get your best discounts.
Get the numbers up for the year, for the dealership, and for the salespeople. So at Sutherland Nissan, OrlandoNissan.com. And, you know, Sutherland Nissan is our sponsor for Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays. And as we said, Randy Ross is in Indiana celebrating Thanksgiving and the holidays and some good time with his family. Down on the farm, as we found out.
I know. He actually sent me pictures of horses. I'm going, Randy, you know, I hate horses.
No, I'm
kidding.
And it turns out that I think it's his sister's farm or cousin's farm, where they have a couple big old horses.
Right.
They have a donkey. Just like
I
you
know,
do,
I have
that,
Baxter.
That is the security guard for the place.
That's right.
Whoa, excuse me.
Yeah, keeps the coyotes and other predatory animals away. And they got some goats as well up there. But anyway, he has been active, nonetheless, with the Trump 2020 Club, and we'd love for you to join. Just go to Facebook, Trump 2020 Club on Facebook, and he put out a Thanksgiving greeting. And he also has written an article. And it's let me grab it here real quick, and I think there's something here for everybody, you might say. It's an opinion piece that he wrote for Florida National News, and my phone is a little bit slow here. All right, so did it come up? Yeah, it's called "Do You Know Your Political Love Language?" And it may not be exactly what you think.
Sounds a little saucy there.
It sounds a little saucy, but it's actually very practical.
Okay.
And it's about politics, and your political love language is. And let me back up for a minute. When I was at the Orlando Union Rescue Mission this morning for the Thanksgivathon, and please, you can continue to give at thanksgivathon.com. We had several guests on the show. And a theme sort of emerged without it being solicited from the guests. And that is that in life, we all have a place. We all have a role to play. That God has made each and every one of us special in a special way for a special day, shall we say. And that is what this article here is about as well. And it has to do with what can we do to be involved in politics, because very few of us can do everything, right? And if you are doing everything, you may not be doing it all.
Nothing very well.
Right. And so what you want to do is you want to find your political love language, as he puts it. In essence, what you want to find is what is your niche where you can help in the political process, say going into 2020, let's use it for example, above and beyond just being informed and voting, which is big. I mean, that's the biggest. But what can you do beyond that and more fully enjoy the experience, I should say. So he lays out several categories here, and we could all fit into one or several of these categories. He starts with phone bankers. These are people who like to talk on the phone.
Yes, listeners.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what a phone
is. Now, personally, I'm more of a doer. I don't like spending a lot of time on the telephone, but a lot of people do. They love
it. There's a lot of them
out there.
I
get those phone calls, believe me, you know, and that's fine. And so if that is you in an election, find a party or a candidate, because they all set up these phone banks. And you can even do it now from your own home and without your number. Mm-hmm. And, all right, so phone banking is one. Door knockers. That's if you're bold and you want to get out, you know, and move around and maybe be with a candidate as they're walking neighborhoods. I mean, Rick, you must have walked many a neighborhood in your day.
Yeah. It was almost every day for the last year.
And does it work?
It does work. We walked all of Winter Springs, every neighborhood, three times in 18 months.
And I know Grant Malloy wore out some shoes.
He's nonstop.
Yeah. And Abby Sanchez and Mike Miller knocked on a lot of doors.
Yeah, Scott Plakin has, too. He's been to my house a number of times. And what better way to meet your neighbors? Do it in the neighborhood you live in.
That's right.
Yeah, or if you prefer, go to another neighborhood where you're more anonymous. But the point is, if you like getting out, meeting people, this is a great way to do it.
And if you're going to be in the business, you have to.
Indeed, indeed. And then there are, of course, the check writers, people who can make donations, you know, people who are have a lot of money or whatever. And, of course, you don't have to have a lot of money to write checks. I mean,
it all adds up.
Exactly.
Just do what you can't do.
If you can't do the other things, but you can do a little bit of this, then do a little bit of this. And then there's fundraisers. Say you don't have the money to give, but you know how to get people to give money.
A fundraiser once for Jack Kemp, and we raised him a lot of money. But it's a lot of work. But, I mean, when you get in this, but it was very enjoyable, and obviously he was a great politician.
And
we did a fundraiser for Rick Scott at our restaurant the first time he ran.
Did you?
At he and Ann.
And it's satisfying. I mean, you really do get something out of it. And, you know, we're doing a fundraiser with this Thanksgivathon.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. And I consider that a privilege to be able to do that. To be able to do that. And then there are social butterflies. And this would be, you know, not just, you know, knocking on doors or something like that. It can conclude that, talking to people in the line at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. But, of course, it also includes the social media.
Influencers.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. And social media warriors, and these are the people who like to sit at a computer and do stuff and are adept at it, unlike me, and can make a big difference there as well. And sign waivers. I got to admit, this is me. I'm a sign waiver.
So you're going to go out and stand on Colonial?
In 2016, I stood on Robinson downtown waving a Trump-Pence sign. Make America Great Again sign.
That's your style. I'm
a sign waiver. I have found my love language. And in a way, that's what we do here. We're waving signs around.
Verbal signs.
Exactly.
You could be like that guy who keeps on sneaking into Disney and opens up those Trump signs on Splash Mountain or out in front of the railroad.
That guy, I know. He's my idol.
And people that like you, they'll honk and give you the thumbs up. People that don't like will honk and give you a finger, too.
I did learn one thing.
Smile and wave, you know?
I did learn one thing. If they wave at you, you wave back. Yeah. But if they give you the finger, you can't do that back.
No. What you can do is smile
I
and
still wave
back.
That's right.
That's what I did. You know?
Remember to use all your fingers.
Exactly. And you answer hate with love and laughter.
Always.
And it puts them off. It's like they don't know what to do. I remember there was a cornerback for Tennessee, and he went on to the NFL, very successful. I can't think of his name right now, though.
Peyton Manning?
No. But when he cornerback.
Okay.
Right. And when they played against Florida, this guy was one of these trash-talking guys, get in your face all the time and stuff like that. And this is when Tim Tebow was playing for Florida. And he said they ran a play where Tebow came around the end, and he ended up tackling Tebow. And he jumps up and starts yelling at him and giving him a bunch of stuff and everything. And Tebow looks up at him and goes, man, God loves you. And the guy he didn't know what to say. He was speechless. And that was in his head the rest of the game.
No, it is funny because I always think about that because players, like I was a defensive end, when you have an offensive tackle in front of you, we'd be playing a Dolphins guy come out, you know, and they were all fired up. And they go, you know, you stink. We're going to kill you and all this. And I'd say, well, you might. You know, I don't know if I'm that good. And they just threw the guy so far off, you know. Just give an answer they don't expect. And they go, what?
Speaking of answers we don't expect, let's go to Frank and get what he has to say about the UCF South Florida game. Hey, Frank, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, guys. Hey, and really good stuff, you know, like, you know, people, what can I do, you know? And there's a lot of things you can do.
Exactly.
You
know? Everybody
and
has a role.
And I was going to say the social media stuff, but you stole my thunder. But very, very good.
All right. Well, when Randy gets back Tuesday, we're going to talk about this love language more.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead.
Okay. So first of all, let me straighten you guys out about something, especially Big Mike, who I love, and he's a Big Ten guy with me, right? But
right.
Have you ever been to the Shoe for a home game for Ohio State game, Mike?
No, actually I've never. We never played. We always played Michigan State. You know what I mean? We didn't play Ohio State when we weren't in the conference.
The question is, has the Ohio State defense ever been to the Shoe for a game?
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Well, that's you know, that's very biting near Pierce, you know. But that's okay. I can handle that, right?
This
Georgia,
could be a breakup here.
That's the Georgia Bulldogs,
you know?
Man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. We'll let that go. But anyway, I'm going to tell you something, all right? Michigan, I give them credit. I'm glad they're better than they have been because we've been eating their breakfast for a lot of years now, all right?
Yeah.
Okay?
That's true.
And I'm glad Harbaugh's there because he's a Michigan guy and I respect him. But let me tell you something, okay? You got no idea. Them guys are not coming into the Shoe tomorrow and beating us. Maybe next year in the Big House, but Ohio State is the lock of the day tomorrow. Trust me.
You know, I have to say, Frank, I thought about that, and I somewhat agree with you because your team couldn't have played worse than they played last week. And I don't
they were looking
that.
Ahead. I know.
Oh, I
was
know.
At the Orange City Poker Room playing horses, and every time I looked up, Maryland scored again. And I'm like, what the hell?
I know. You must have gone nuts.
And
you
listen,
know?
Now, I thought that it, for UCF, it'd be better – if Michigan won, but Nostradamus straightened me out on that.
Yeah, because as you know, Frank, if Ohio State beats Michigan, they jump over UCF.
Oh,
and probably Michigan doesn't fall below UCF. So UCF gets pushed down again if Ohio State wins.
So, okay.
And I want to tell you something. I was telling a Buckeye buddy of mine, I don't really want to go to the playoff because I think we're a level below that, and I don't want to get embarrassed again. All right? I'd rather go to a good ball game and play a good matchup.
All right. Well, what do you think is going to happen Friday at UCF?
All right, I'm going to make some enemies here. I like the home team. I don't have any dog in the fight, and I love UCF. I picked them as my lock in the bowl games last year, all right?
You did?
Right. I'm going with South Florida, 57-54.
Wow, Frank.
If they win by any score, Frank, you win because you're the only one who's picked them.
I was just going to say that.
Well,
that
occurred to me, and I thank you for saying that so somebody else will figure it out, too, and call in. But that did occur to me.
Hey, Frank, one last thing. You know, my wife asked me last night, she says, so who are you rooting for Saturday? Are you rooting for Urban Meyer or Harbaugh? I said, how about the Meteor?
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. Urban Meyer is going to be bringing a gallon of milk home to his wife again. Trust me.
Well, I tell you what. Last week he looked like he needed a gallon of Pepto-Bismol.
Harbaugh used to do the milk commercial. All right, guys, I love you.
God,
all right,
okay. We love you too, Frank.
Well, you
God
guys are
you.
Awful rough right. on Frank.
No. But I tell you, Urban, he looked like he had heartburn.
He does look strange walking up and down.
Okay.
He doesn't look like he does any coaching.
All right, got to take a break. We come back. A short segment, but we do have the lines open. Who's going to win Friday's game, UCF or South Florida, like Frank said? And what's the score going to be? You're playing for a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, a gift card to Tijuana Flats, and a cryotherapy session at Chill Cryosauna. Don't chill out. Just hang around. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises.
Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Political love language. By the way, you can find Randy's entire article on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And even though we won't be here for the weekend, we'll be back Monday, of course. The Facebook page will still be very active, mm-hmm. I guarantee you. Between Nostradamus, Rick, and Kathy Santomassino, and the buffer man, Matt Buff, they are doing a great job of keeping that Facebook page pertinent, fun, and a whole lot more. All right, speaking of a whole lot more, we got to take a break and come back with a whole lot more. And we now have the contest lines open for our impromptu Who's Going to Win the UCF Football Game Contest. Who's going to win, UCF or South Florida, and what is the score going to be? All right, 407-774-8255. And don't forget the Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Let's share it a little bit. That's thanksgivingathon.com. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Prosecutors say the four people found dead at the scene of a mansion fire as a husband and wife and their two children, and each were victims of homicidal violence before the blaze was intentionally set. Monmouth County Prosecutor Christopher Gramiccioni said Keith Canero was found shot outside the Colts Neck Mansion and the others were found inside the burning home. It's barely 3 weeks after the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history, and people in the Pittsburgh neighborhood where it happened are getting ready for Thanksgiving. In the Squirrel Hill neighborhood, they aren't shying away from celebrating the holiday. They're welcoming it. One former Tree of Life rabbi said people in the community both recognize what they've lost and recognize what they have. The shooting on a morning of services October 27th was an anti-Semitic attack by a single gunman. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a point, the NASDAQ up by 63. This is SRN News.
If you've ever had a good massage, you know how it can relieve your stress, aches, and pains. You also know it can be expensive and take time out of your day. But it doesn't have to. At Relax and Comfort, you can get your own programmable massage chair for less than a cup of coffee per day. Quiet your body, clear your mind, and loosen your muscles in the comfort of your own home with a Brio massage chair from Relax and Comfort. The Brio is state-of-the-art, complete with foot rollers, back heat, zero gravity, and you can customize your massage or choose from 10 popular options. And while supplies last, you can save hundreds on selected models during the semi-annual floor model clearance sale. Remember to ask about no-interest finance options and mention the promo code American Adversaries to get 50% off Maluf bamboo bed linens or essential oil sleep pillows all month. Relax and Comfort is family-owned and operated and has locations in Winter Park, Windermere, Sanford, and the Villages. Visit relaxandcomfort.com or call 321-329-3118. Your true wealth is your health. Get your massage chair today. Relaxandcomfort.com, 321-329-3118.
Here comes Donna B. Bad, and you don't want to make it mad.
Hello, this is Buck Merrill, former WCW World Television Champion, Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. You better listen. Don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Don't mess with Johnny B. Bad.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries on a Patriot Home Funding Wednesday coming to you live here on Thanksgiving Eve. Once again, thanks for tuning in. We are in the Relax and Comfort studios, and I hope you're listening to all these new Relax and Comfort commercials because they got a lot of great deals going on. And maybe the best part is that American Adversaries promo code. If you mention the American Adversaries when you go to any of the Relax and Comfort stores, you can get one of, you can get their essential oil pillows, 50% off, or these Maluf bamboo bed linens.
You sound like you're describing a dessert. You make it sound so appealing. You know, like
Rick, you've got some of those.
I do.
Tell us
really?
About.
Yeah, we just bought our second set, and they are so soft. They fit perfectly. They're strong.
Right. Yep.
But they're very soft, very comfortable.
Yeah.
And they're perfect.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They are.
It was so good. My wife made me go down and get a second set.
And hey,
here's Rick again. Oh,
yeah. Just think, you know.
That's great. That's a good story.
Giving someone the gift of a better night's sleep is a whale of a gift to give.
Because you're not kidding.
If you get a better night's sleep, you have a better day the next day. So that's a Relax and Comfort. Mention the American Adversaries and get 50% off. That's like buy one, get one free if you want to get two, right? All right, so please take advantage of that. Okay, so we're running. First of all, I got Mike McBath, I got Pierce Outlaw, I got Nostra Dennis, Rick Brown, and myself, Chris Hart, and we're running an impromptu contest, if you will. We won't be here tomorrow, of course, and that is who's going to win the UCF University of South Florida game, and what is the score going to be? All right, we got Roger on the line right now. The line number is 407-774-8255. We got a couple of lines open. So, Roger, who's it going to be, and what's the score? And happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you so much for being a part of the American Adversaries Army.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really wanted to call and give you the thanks for partnering with our ORM and Orlando Rescue Missing for the Thanksgiving thon and also making us aware of how we can get some Christmas gifts down here to them for the kids.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, he partnered with them last year, too, I think, for the 12 Days of Christmas and everything.
Exactly.
Wonderful organization. Yeah, we were able to get some stuff down there to them today.
So. Good. Thank you so very much for that, Roger. Appreciate it.
That's all I wanted, actually. I didn't know about the contest. I don't know anything about football, so let me just throw out a couple. Let me try to see if our ages are going to a winning number combination for me. Let's go with 62 and 58.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Well, it's going to make it a high score, but let's say it's going to be a high scoring game. Who's playing? UCF, I hear you say?
Yeah, and they're playing South Florida, Roger.
Yeah, South Florida, over in Tampa.
I'm going to be the outlier. We'll go with South Florida, 62, UCF, 58.
Okay.
Whoa.
62-58. This is not basketball.
I
you know that, Roger.
Multiple other times.
He's jumping right over Frank by just a few numbers.
We do expect it to be a high scoring affair. So that's right.
I know we want UCF to get it, but I'm always for the underdog. So
okay. All right, Roger.
Cool.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right. Anyway, y'all have a blessed Thanksgiving as we go into the Christmas season.
Thank
we'll be talking to you after the weekend.
Thank you so very much. We appreciate that. Okay, so the lines are open at 407-774-8255. So we do have some action going on here. Yeah.
I was wondering if we wanted to offend the left, how about if we gave the score and then said, vote on who do you think have the best-looking cheerleaders? Oh, you can't do that!
Yeah. You know, you want to know how to really offend the left?
Mm-hmm.
Get them to agree with President Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jerry Brown has done, stumbled into doing.
Well, he's,
of all people,
he's fighting for money,
buddy.
He wants money.
He agrees with President Trump, somewhat anyway.
Yeah.
Master Dennis.
Governor Moonbeam is kind of saying, no, I'm not agreeing with President Trump. However,
yeah, I want the money.
Back in August, Governor Moonbeam proposed one of the most significant changes to the state's logging rules in nearly half a century. And what he wanted to do would allow landowners to cut larger trees and build temporary roads without obtaining permits as a way to move to thin more forests across the state. What it would do is it would give landowners the ability to cut trees up that were 36 inches in diameter. Currently, it's 26 inches.
Up to 36.
Up to 36 on property 300 acres or less. They'd also be able to build roads without getting a permit as long as they repaired and replanted whatever trees were taken up on the roads. All this in an attempt to fight the effects of these wildfires. Apparently, he got a lot of pushback from environmentalists. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Governor Moonbeam is getting pressure from environmentalists who said, no, you can't do that. Even the most ardent environmentalists admit some thinning is needed. And I don't know if you've talked to Ed Roxy from Roxy Pacifics about this. Back about 6 years ago, you know, a bunch of wildfires came through Alpine, where he lives, right next to the Duncan Hunter family.
In Southern California.
Right. And what he did was he went out and broke the law. He watered all around his property and around Duncan's. He clear cut around the brush around his homes. His homes were not touched.
And that's been a problem, as Nostradamus said, it was illegal in California to do that. And what Brown did was when the president went to California, he made, you know, he didn't back away from his assertion, the correct assertion, that forest mismanagement doesn't cause these fires, but makes them worse.
It exacerbates them.
Exactly. And it makes them harder to put out, harder to deal with. He says this happens year after year because we're not managing the forest correctly. Jerry Brown, in fact, said that is one of the factors. He mentioned several others, but that is one of the factors that they need to deal with. And, of course, that's what the environmentalists don't like, is that he agreed with President Trump at all. But the president is correct, and forest managers understand this.
But Brown did also say the president was sending out inane, uninformed tweets. And he blamed, at least partially, global warming for the uptick in fire.
Yeah, you got to bow at the altar of climate change if you're a liberal.
But he also made another admission that nobody else seemed to catch, but we talked about it a little bit when we talked about this on Sunday night show. He also said that the forests, and I quote, are much denser than they were 200 years ago.
Oh, what the blasphemy!
In other words, there's a lot more trees than there used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're told the exact opposite, right? That's why you can't cut anything down, because we're afraid it'll all go away. No, there's there is more green in the northern hemisphere, North American hemisphere, than there has been ever measured by humans.
You know,
more
Chris,
green,
yeah.
Trees, brush, whatever you want, bushes, petunias.
Because of the forest management that's been done.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
With the replanting and reforesting.
There's actually more deer in Pennsylvania than there's been in the last 200 years because of management of properties and the environment and everything else.
Yeah, so. Look at the alligators.
Yep.
I mean,
managed situation.
When I was a teenager, they were on the endangered list.
Mm-hmm.
And you still go to jail if you don't have a permit and kill one. And yet, there's ubiquitous as cockroaches.
Now, if you're golfing down at Champions Gate, they assign you one as a caddy when you hit the first hole. They're out there everywhere.
All right, let's go to the lines and get a couple more contest entries from the ladies now.
Whoa.
All right, Peggy is going to take us And we'll take her call next, I should say. Peggy, thank you so much, and thank you for the brownies. I didn't do it yet on the air, but thank you for the brownies that you brought for us on election night.
Oh, we were here.
Oh, boy, they were so good.
Thank you so much. You guys were busy.
Well, I tell you were busy, too, baking some good brownies, and we really loved it. Thank you so much for all the baked goods you brought us.
Randy can quit whining that I never baked brownies.
I like how she put it, whining.
Yeah, he wasn't here.
Except he wasn't here that night.
Yeah, no, Randy ran off, which was more for us. We're not complaining.
No, we're not complaining at all. We didn't save him any, either.
But you did bake him that stuff, that one special one time, and he really, and his mother really enjoyed it. So, good.
All right,
and happy Thanksgiving to you.
And that's what I called it. Wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving for you and your family. I get to see my son for the first time in 3 years.
Oh, boy. That's awesome.
I got to see my nephew last weekend for the first time. Not last weekend, the weekend before last, for the first time in 4 years. And he's tall, he's handsome, he's got a 2-year-old girl, and so proud of him. So I know you're proud of your son, too.
Okay. All right, well, down to the important stuff.
Go ahead. Who's going to win?
Oh, UCF.
All right. And the score?
And the score is going to be, 38 for South Florida, 45.
All right, 45 to 38.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's in the ballpark. That's good.
Okay, UCF 45, South Florida 38. All right, thank you, Peggy, and thanks again.
All right,
we appreciate you. That brings us.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. That brings us to Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte, how you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
All right, Charlotte.
And happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
All right. I like that enthusiasm. Hey, Charlotte.
Right. That's somebody's going to eat some turkey tomorrow, right?
Yeah. I'm going to eat some turkey tomorrow.
All right.
So I have my score. Okay. I'm going to go lower than everybody else.
Oh,
good. All right.
So I am going to say that USF is going to win.
Okay.
34-30.
34-30.
No, that's a possibility.
Yeah, this is a house divided because my youngest daughter is at UCF right now.
Yeah.
And my husband graduated from USF, so.
So she's running with the big dog.
Somebody's going to be happy one way or another.
Well, I tell you, that at least is a smart bet because everybody's been on the high end of the scoring spectrum.
Yeah.
And you went with the – so you kind of distanced yourself from the rest of the contestants. And
yeah.
So that's smart. So
that's my winning strategy. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Wow, if she really wanted to be safe, she should have done 34-34, and then she could have sat out of the way.
I'm going to stick with what I got and see what happens.
All right.
That's a good one.
And you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
When they go high, you go low. When they go low, you break their kneecaps.
Something like that.
That's right. That's what Michelle says.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Thank you, Charlotte. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you so much. All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
That's amazing. Charlotte's from Lakeland, and she called all the way in.
Yeah.
I think it's terrific. It's good to see a UCF fan out there.
Yeah.
That's great.
We've got listeners in Arizona and California and Tokyo. And by the way, Rick Brown.
Sir.
Tijuana Flats is going to be closed tomorrow, right?
Yes, we are.
All right. So what's going on, though, the rest of the weekend?
Well, we're going to have our usual trivia on Saturday and Sunday and Monday, and then next Wednesday. We've got kid specials, and we've got drink specials coming up all week long. I'm about to start posting what we're going to call our weekly hot happenings, which lists all of our specials and special events that happen routinely throughout the year.
Good.
And starting in January, actually starting January 5th at that Winter Springs location, we're going to start a karaoke night.
Oh.
We've had lots of folks asking. I expect Mike to be the first one.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we've had lots of folks asking us to start a karaoke night, so we're going to give it a shot.
And which one is
it? It's going to be at the Winter Springs location on Sunday night from 7 to 9.
So you're going to be doing it on the patio?
If it's nice enough, we'll do it on the patio, and we'll do it maybe 6 to 9.
Okay.
If we have to do it in the dining room, then we'll do it.
You got room in that back area.
Yeah. We'll set up there just like we do for trivia.
Super.
All right.
That'll be fun.
So that's coming.
Yeah. All right. Tijuana Flats.
Very good.
Any chance of a turkey taco Friday?
No, not a turkey taco. However, However, to support our foundation, the Justin Caso Foundation, if you come in and buy gift cards, for every $20 gift card you buy, we'll give you a $5 bonus buck back that you can use on your next visit.
Nice.
Very good.
Now, what is that foundation?
It's called the Justin Caso Foundation, like the cheese.
Justin Caso Foundation.
That's okay. Tijuana Flats Charitable Foundation. And we'll also have on sale our Justin Caso hot sauce, which is called Jason's Mom.
Okay. All right. All right. A lot of good things going on, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to go on and take another break and come back. And once again, the contest lines are open. Who's going to win the UCF South Florida football game on national TV Friday? And what's the score going to be?
4:15. Tune in. It should be just outstanding.
All right. Don't go away, though, because we're coming right back with more of the American Adversaries on a Patriot Home Funding Wednesday.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't it nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping and slipping more and more ways. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Isn't that a great song? Rick, you got to know that song. That is great.
What are you talking about? That's him singing it.
I know. That's his voice. It's smooth and stimulating.
Here's the question, though. How many babies were made to that or Johnny Carson? Which one's the most?
That's not our contest tonight.
Oh, man.
But we do want to know the score, right? Don't want to know who scored. We want to know what the score will be.
Oh, Chris, you're going too wild today.
That is. Who's going to win the UCF game? Excellent tune there, by the way, Jeff. Who's going to win that UCF game against South Florida Friday, and what is the score going to be? You're playing for a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, a gift card to Tijuana Flats, which you can indeed use on karaoke night, and a chill cryosauna cryotherapy session. All right, speaking of chilled out, if you're going to the Macy's parade this weekend, you better plan on chilling out, right, Nostradamus?
Have you ever been? Anyone in this room ever been to the Thanksgiving Day parade?
I've been to the dog show, as have Rick, but I've not been to the parade.
As a native New Yorker, let me tell you, native New Yorkers know, don't go to the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Oh, great.
Here's
thanks
why.
For the advice.
Because you got to get there early, stand in the cold.
Yep.
It's always cold. It's always windy. The canyons of downtown Manhattan, the wind just whips right through you. And they're pulling balloons through this canyon. And the balloons are going to have an issue this year. Right now, wind gusts for Thanksgiving morning, according to CBS, the local station, Channel 2. The wind gusts are expected to be sustained winds at 22 miles an hour Thursday morning, and gusts expected to 33. Balloons are grounded when the winds hit 23 miles an hour with gusts of 34. So they are right below the threshold where they might just have to pull all those balloons down. Can you imagine a Thanksgiving parade without balloons?
Oh, without balloons, the characters and everything.
Well, they need to get Rosie O'Donnell on a couple of ropes.
What's that?
There's
say
a
that?
Balloon.
She is full of hot air.
Yeah. I said they need to get Rosie O'Donnell on a couple of those ropes.
Joy Behar.
But that got me thinking. Down. You know, every year they have all kinds of balloons going through here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the old favorites, sometimes they put new ones in. It's amazing. I did a little research and came up with some of the mishaps that there have been with balloons through the years.
And didn't one happen just a few years ago, like a lamppost or
it
something?
It seems like there's one just about every year.
Right,
one of
ahead,
them hits
right.
something.
All right, go ahead.
The first one, back in 1928, a giant dog balloon tore loose from his leash near 90th Street, and the turkey hit a no parking sign at 58th and 6th Avenue. In 1957 and 58, the Popeye balloon had problems. In 57, his hat got filled with water due to heavy rain. And in 1958, it blew out overnight, so he never even got to start the parade. In 1974, Bullwinkle's foot was punctured during the march and could not be reinflated, so he just kind of like hung with one.
Sort of limp.
Yeah, and I remember this one. Well, this one happened 1993. Superman was going down Central Park West. His hand hit one of those light posts, and his hand deflated. So he was going through the rest of the parade with a limp wrist, going down Fifth Avenue, waving at the crowd with his limp wrist.
So you're saying that the lamppost was kryptonite?
It seems like it was.
Are there any medics or anything around?
No, they're not.
Superman was coming out of the closet.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, you know, in recent years, the same things happened. In 2013, there were high winds. The balloons had to be lowered to the ground. They can still pull them, but they can't raise him up high.
Right.
Sonic the Hedgehog flailed in the wind at the start. His left hand got caught on a tree. Spider-Man had his left arm deflated after impacting a tree. And Buzz Lightyear almost had his left arm damaged by a flagpole from the Santa Land Express at 55th Street.
Wow.
So it is a hazardous, hazardous way to bring balloons down through Manhattan.
And you missed the time when Woody Woodpecker got deflated by Jerry Seinfeld when he knocked the award or whatever it was.
Oh, that's right. Okay. The whole episode about that.
I was worried what he was going to say.
Every year. I could go on for another hour, but we don't have another hour. I have to manage time carefully.
He's got a whole list
every year
here.
Something happened. It's crazy.
All right.
So, in other words, you're saying don't waste your money.
I'm saying watch it from home where it's nice and warm, and you can feel the turkey in the oven, and you can fast forward through the commercials. Do that.
It's good advice.
February's tough enough.
Thank you for your travelogue.
That's right. All right. So, of course, Macy's Parade is part of the annual Thanksgiving celebration to kick off the buying season. And November the 22nd is actually the earliest that we can celebrate Thanksgiving because it's the fourth Thursday of November.
Right.
And so 21 days plus one is the 22nd.
So our Christmas season is going to be big.
Exactly. So it makes for a very long Christmas season.
Wait till the earnings reports come off of these stores and stuff.
Exactly.
Oh,
so when you're out there buying those gifts, remember to give the giving spirit of Christ in Christmas. And once again, if you really want to have a loving, bonding experience with your children, take them to a store to buy some toys for kids who need them and let the kids pick the toys out. Don't go in there and say, we're going to buy this and give it to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Go in there and give the kid the mission. Say, listen, you know, there are some kids who don't have homes like we do, and we want to help them out for Christmas, and I want you to pick out a toy that a child who doesn't have a home but is just like you would like to get for Christmas. And we're going to buy them that toy and give them parameters, you know, what to spend and whatever, and let them, though, be a part of the process. And then, if possible, take them with you down to 1525 West Washington to drop the toys off. Or when the new facility opens on the Men's Center, you can do it there as well. But right now it's 1525 West Washington. That's where the Family Center is anyway. That's where the toys are going to end up. And it will be, I guarantee you, it will be a lifelong experience for that child. And they will remember that the rest of their lives and most likely do the same thing with their children. And we had a... a fellow sit in with us a little bit today on the remote broadcast, and he said, your wealth is something that you leave behind to your...
Talk about legacies.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Do you remember what he said?
He said your inheritance is what you leave to your children, but your legacy is what your children take from you.
Right.
Something like that.
That's exactly awesome.
It's more important.
No.
I'm trying to paraphrase, but he said it so eloquently.
Yeah, but that's what it was.
What's the lasting gift.
Exactly. And so please help us help the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. Once again, the Thanksgivathon is going to go on past Thanksgiving. You can continue to make contributions at thanksgivathon.com. And then when they pull that website, or in the meantime as well, you can go to, or you can text, I should say, O-U-R-M to 41444. That's O-U-R-M to 41444. Or, of course, you can call them on the phone at 407-422-4855, 407-422-4855. And your donations go to this organization, which is a nonprofit organization, does not accept money or seek money from the government, no strings attached. It is faith-based. They teach God. They require people to, the men have to go, I think it's three times a day, to religious services,
wow.
And the families go, it's three or four times a week, and that's the beauty of this, is it is God's love that makes all of this work, and that love is in all of us, ladies and gentlemen, and as we were saying, and as we were talking about with this political love language, each and every one of us literally has a special place in God's book of life, and he wants us to be that person. And he wants us to rise to whatever challenge he puts in front of us. And if you're out there and your life is real good and you don't think you're facing any challenges, God is challenging you to see what you're going to do when things are so good.
Remember when he also said yesterday that they were looking for clothing too.
Clothing,
in the sense that everybody throws stuff away. They ought to look at everything they're putting away. If it's in good condition and everything, take it down there, because you're going to help a lot of people. And then they also have a store which they could eventually sell it off of.
Right.
So either way, you help them that way.
And I'm glad you mentioned that again, because today when the folks who needed, and I could tell you, you could see some people, everything that they had right there with them.
Right. That's why I say this is a nice addition.
The backpacks with the bed rolls.
Oh, boy.
Men, women, and all races, and when they got their meal, then they were able to go and get some essentials of life, hygiene products, blankets, pillows. And so all of your donations, of course, are tax deductible as well. So once again, please help us with the Thanksgivathon. And once again, please, though, make this a year-round thing. And when you can, give to the Orlando Union Rescue Mission. And if you'd like to volunteer there, too, they can take your help as well. That's OURM.org is their regular website, OURM.org. And if you go to thanksgivathon.com, either one of those locations, you'll see how your money is spent. And as I said, they have premiums. And for certain levels, you can get gifts. That's thanksgivathon.com. Text O-U-R-M to 41444 or call 407-422-4855. And thank you very much for doing so.
Chris, who won the contest tonight?
Don't know yet.
We didn't get a chance to vote. What do you mean? No.
But I want you to know we are so very thankful for you folks in the audience, and I'm so very thankful to my sponsors and all the great folks who helped me with this show. Thank you so very much, God. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion, FM 105.
We have a lot to be thankful for, ladies and gentlemen. Let's share it a little bit.